You see, I was interested in him because he was a painter, he told me. We don't get many painters in the islands, and I was sorry for him because he was such a bad one. I gave him his first job. I had a plantation on the peninsula, and I wanted a white overseer. You never get any work out of the natives unless you have a white man over them. I said to him, you'll have plenty of time for painting, and you can earn a bit of money. I knew he was starving, but I offered him good wages. I can't imagine that he was a very satisfactory overseer, I said, smiling. I made allowances. I've always had a sympathy for artists. It's in our blood, you know. But he only remained a few months. When he had enough money to buy paints and canvases, he left me. The plants had got all of him by then, and he wanted to get away into the bush. But I continued to see him now and then. He would turn up in Papeete every few months and stay a little while. He'd get money out of someone or other and then disappear again. It was on one of these visits that he came to me and asked for a loan of 200 francs. He looked as if he hadn't had a meal for a week, and I hadn't the heart to refuse him. Of course, I never expected to see my money again. Well, a year later he came to see me once more, and he brought a picture with him. He did not mention the money he owed me, but he said, here is a picture of your plantation that I've painted for you. I looked at it. I did not know what to say, but of course I thanked him. When he'd gone away, I showed it to my wife.